Bobby earns Oscar's respect. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Today we rejoin Oscar and Bobby. It's Saturday morning. In a previous video, you found out what happened to Craig and his Boy Scout troop, because this weekend it was Craig's first camping trip with the Boy Scouts. But while Craig was off with the Boy Scouts, Bobby was home with Oscar. So on Saturday morning, Bobby got up and found his mother in the kitchen making breakfast for him. He ate his cereal, some fruit, and some orange juice. When he was finished with breakfast, he got dressed because he was going to go outside and play with Oscar. His mother had already let Oscar out into the yard because she wanted him to do his business outside. She didn't want a mess in the utility room. And so far, Oscar had not made a mess inside the house. It looks like Oscar is house trained. Once Bobby was dressed, he came downstairs and went into the yard. He was immediately greeted by an enthusiastic Oscar. Oscar was wagging his tail, and Bobby was sure Oscar was smiling at him. Bobby found the red rubber ball and decided to work with Oscar on the fetching that they had started the other day. He showed the ball to Oscar, who was immediately interested. He tossed the ball a short distance, and Oscar went to the ball, sat down, and started chewing on it. Bobby's thinking, oh, he doesn't remember. He's supposed to fetch. He's supposed to bring the ball back to me. Oh, so difficult. So he went over and picked up the ball and did it again. Soon, Oscar seemed to understand that this was a game of fetch, and he began bringing the ball back to Bobby almost all the time. Sometimes Oscar would just sit down and chew on the ball, but most of the time he brought it to Bobby so that it could be thrown again. So Bobby was getting a little bored with this because it was the same old thing. So he decided to throw it farther in the yard. And pretty much the same thing happened. Oscar ran for the ball, picked it up, and usually brought it back. Bobby learned to praise Oscar for his good deed of bringing the ball back and immediately throw it again to satisfy Oscar's need to continue playing this game. This worked for quite some time, but again, Bobby got a little bored because it was just the same old thing. So he decided to throw the ball under the bushes. And of course, Oscar had no trouble finding the ball and bringing it back. This went on for quite some time. He threw the ball very far, and he observed that when the ball is thrown far away, Oscar would run faster to go get the ball. He would chase after it very rapidly. So he threw a series of throws very far, so he got Oscar used to this pattern of far throws and rapid retrieval. After several throws like this, he did a fake throw. That is, he threw the ball, but he didn't let go of it. He kept it in his hand. And Oscar interpreted it as a throw, so he took off. And then when he was on the other side of the yard, he stopped and looked around. The dog was looking around because he couldn't see the ball. And he looked back at Bobby, and Bobby had the ball in his hand, and he threw it, and Oscar brought it back. So the game that they were playing was now developing a little bit more complexity, and both of them liked this game. Bobby didn't do the same thing each time. Oscar had no idea whether it was going to be a long throw or a short throw or a fake throw. He had to play the game and figure out what was going on. One time, Bobby threw the ball into the flower beds, and Oscar had to reach up and get it because this was a raised bed. And he found the ball and brought it back. One time, he did a fake throw and then threw the ball straight up in the air. So when Oscar turned around, the ball landed plop right between the two of them. Oscar seemed very happy with this, and he was on it like that. This went on for a long time. And again, Bobby got a little bored with the routine because Oscar was very good at this retrieving stuff. So he took his arm back to throw it. He did a fake throw, and then he threw the ball behind himself. Oscar was completely confused by this. He didn't find the ball, so Bobby walked back and pointed to the ball, and then Oscar got it. And he did that a couple of times, and then one time he did it, and Oscar started to run, but stopped, turned around, and saw him throw the ball behind himself. Oscar went behind him, grabbed the ball, and he brought it back. But this time, he didn't bring it around in front of Bobby. He dropped it on the ground for Bobby, behind Bobby's feet. True. It's what happened. Yes. It became clear that these two were very good at entertaining each other and very good at teaching each other. A little later in the morning, again, Bobby might have been getting a little bored. He decided to throw a different ball. They had been working with a small red rubber ball, and Oscar found it very easy to pick it up in his mouth because of its size. And it was very soft, so chewing on it was fine. But Bobby had another ball about this big, and he threw that, but it was too big for Oscar's mouth. He couldn't get his mouth over it because the ball was too big. So this was a new problem for Oscar to solve. He couldn't chew on it. He couldn't pick it up. And he studied the problem for a very short time, and then he started to push it with his muzzle. He used his muzzle and he pushed it. And he pushed that ball back to Bobby. It took a while, but he did it. They continued throwing the bigger ball, and Oscar continued to push it back to him, not always successfully. And then Bobby had an idea. I wonder what would happen if I threw the big ball at Oscar, if I tossed it to him, what would he do? So he had Oscar to sit, and then he backed away from him, and of course Oscar walked directly to him. After a few tries, he got Oscar to stay, because Oscar doesn't know this word stay yet, But he kept saying, "Stay, Oscar, stay, stay." And he backed away with the ball. Finally, Oscar stayed where he was supposed to, and Bobby threw the ball to him. And it went through the air, and it was a good throw. It was heading straight to Oscar in a very gentle arc, a gentle lob, not too fast. And Oscar saw the ball coming, and he went for it. He jumped for it, and he hit the ball. The ball was coming in, and he hit it with his snout and batted it back to Bobby. And, of course, Bobby was astonished. They might be able to play catch. Oscar can't catch the ball because it's too big, but he instinctively hit it with his snout and knocked it back. Wow, we have a new game. How fun. So they did that for quite some time. Now, not every time did Oscar get the ball back properly because he had trouble controlling where the ball went when he hit it with his snout. But most of the time, when Bobby threw the ball to Oscar, Oscar would either hit it back to him or push it on the ground back to him. They were playing this new game. Bobby had a new idea. What about that red rubber ball? Could he catch it? Could I throw the ball in a gentle lob and maybe Oscar could catch it in the air? So he tried it. He put the bigger ball aside. He got the original red rubber ball. Stay, Oscar, stay, stay, good boy, stay, stay. Backed away and gave him a gentle underhanded lob. The ball arced, came right toward Oscar. He caught it. He caught it in his mouth, right out of the air. Oh man, we've got a wonderful new game. For the rest of the morning, they played catch. Bobby would throw the ball. Sometimes when Bobby threw the ball, it was a wild throw. It would go nowhere near Oscar. But Oscar didn't care. It was still a game, and he still retrieved it. Most of the morning, they refined their skills on playing catch. And the more Bobby threw that red rubber ball, the more often it was directly to his dog. Oscar became very good at catching the ball on the fly. He caught the ball in the air, sometimes after it bounced once, but usually before the first bounce. That's it for this episode. We learned that Oscar is a natural at catching, fetching, and bringing things back to Bobby. We also learned that Bobby is good at teaching Oscar new skills with patience and kindness. In the next video, Bobby and Oscar demonstrate their new skills to the family. I invite you to put comments below, and I hope you join us for future videos. Bye.